Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we are going to speak on the subject, restoration of our purposes as dark-skinned people.
Acts chapter number
3. Let's start from
20.
And it's our son Jesus Christ who was preached to you before. Whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration. Of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. The Bible says that before Jesus Christ comes again, there is going to be times that God is going to restore things to humanity. The things he's going to restore are specifically things that his holy prophets have said before. Restoration means that God gave you something and you lost it, and God comes all by himself to give you that thing back.
Restoration or can not sing a day. In some be a young coupons, I'm my hand. Nay, you nina, the sister and young coupons, or but son is breaking the bill.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know when he's going to do this?
Nay, you may brought by Adamazia.
This time.
Damimbria, you will be
when we believe that Jesus is about coming.
Say, you may die, Jesus Christ, on your hand.
Are you excited about that?
When you are, Jack.
That means that there are new things which we have not seen, which are going to pop up in our lives and in our societies. Wonderful. I want us to go to the book of Genesis chapter 9. And we are going to look at an example of the first thing that prophets spoke against, you know, which was not in our favor, but which God is going to reverse their words and restore unto us that which we lost through the words that the prophet spoke. Genesis chapter 9 and then verse 18. The Bible says, now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Bible says that Abraham Noah was in the hand of his son.
And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. And from these the whole earth was populated. So if you look at the population of this earth right now, you can trace every human being to one of the three sons of Noah. Now, the names that were given by Noah to his children were prophetic names. Noah himself was a prophet. And so he gave these three names to his children. I want us to concentrate on Ham because he is the father of all dark-skinned people. By the name of Ham, we get to see the kind of purpose God has got for dark-skinned
people.
So Ham means that you are hot, you have passion, you have inspiration.
Ham, now sing it there. Hey, show. And when you dado, ne was the hunuso.
Ham means that dark skinned people have got drive.
Ham, it's there. A baby funo, ya wo tuma, yazama, nzama, okay, nim.
They inspire people.
What shall call phone crying?
They encourage them. They push people to do the right thing. They have energy. They never give up. They push until the agenda of God is fulfilled. This is the purpose of all dark-skinned people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because such was the prophetic name that the prophet Noah gave to our father. But this blessing that Ham had got lost. We lost our passion and our drive and our inspiration and our energies to bring about the things God has got for us. But that is what God is going to restore to us. Are you excited about that? Because in this life, you must have some passion or some heat for the things that God wants to do in your life to be done. The systems of this world is going to resist the things of God. So should you be able to fulfill what God has got for you, it means that you must have passion. I want to prophesy to you that your passion, your drive, and your inspiration is coming back to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. We are going to receive inspiration from above. I want to say to all dark-skinned people, don't look to the left or to the right. That is not where your inspiration comes from. Your inspiration comes from the heavenly kingdom. Because the system is going to resist you getting the inspiration that you must get. But we are going to look above. I want to say to all dark-skinned people, if you look around you, you'll be discouraged by what you see. You will not have any drive to do the things that God wants you to do. So direct your attention to the heavenly kingdom. Because God is going to give you drive. God is going to give you passion.
He
is going to bring back the heat to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful things like passion and drive and all that, it got lost. How did it get lost? We want to learn about how it got lost. Because God is going to use the opposite of how it got lost to restore unto us our drive and our passion and our inspiration back. Let's look at how it got lost. Genesis 9:20. And Noah began to be a farmer.
Noah,
and he planted a vineyard.
Now,
then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Cana, saw the nakedness of his father. And told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japhet took a garment and laid it on both their shoulders. And went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away and they did not see their father's nakedness. So Noah awoke from his wine
And
knew what his younger son had done to him. Wonderful. Noah was a prophet. So when he woke up from his stupor, he knew what Ham had done to him. Then he said, "Cursed be
Canaan.
A servant of servants shall he be to his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth."
Na nyankopon ontra Japheth na Shem.
And may he dwell in the tents of Shem.
Na onse Shem na sisim.
And may Canaan be his servant.
Na Canaan onya na akwa.
Wonderful.
Amen.
So these are words that Noah spoke over his, let me say, two children. If you follow the reading, you understand that Noah says some things about Shem. He says some things about Japheth, but he didn't mention Ham. He didn't say anything about Ham. It appeared that Ham was ignored. He only took one of the children of Ham, who was called Canaan.
Now afar, Ham and Bakra were friend in Canaan.
And caused him to be a servant to his other people in the human family. But where is Ham?
Now Ham were he.
Ham was totally forgotten about.
See, Ham fee. Yeah,
Ham was totally neglected, ignored. He didn't say anything positive about Ham, neither did he say anything negative about
Ham.
It was like whatever Ham had was not necessary. It got forgotten, lost. And that is what dark-skinned people have suffered for some time. If you look at the human family, it is as if dark-skinned people don't matter. Decisions are made, and it is as if they should make it for us. We don't matter.
Yeah.
Even if there is wisdom in it, they don't take it. It's like the continent is forgotten and lost. Whatever thing that they enjoy, the crumbs is just given to Africa. Really, that is how it is. Those of you who know what is going on in the world, you can say more to it that I have just said. Is it because you can be in your little corner and you think that you are in heaven, but believe me, this is not the life God has got for us. Wonderful. Noah said something about Canaan.
Noah, okay, and send before Canaan.
Canaan was the last born of Ham. Now Noah cursed Canaan and made him a servant, a hewer of wood, and a drawer of water to the rest of the human family. But ladies and gentlemen, my point in all of this, the fact that Ham was ignored and the fact that Canaan was cursed, my point in all this is that how did it happen?
Now, as some American in day, Ham, what we are feeling in a Canaan, so what pan? Now, in a occident.
How did it happen?
Oh, yeah, done my e or bim.
We must find out how it happened.
Oh, that's now when I didn't see no bandam.
So that we can avoid it. Avoid being neglected by the community of humans. So that your voice will be heard. So that you will matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know what happened for us to have the situation as dark-skinned people?
When you do see it is
because Ham, the father of dark-skinned people, exposed his father's nakedness, most probably ridiculed it, and didn't do anything about it.
You know how na here bring na ebibi fu onye dey Ham oya no wan ba no onku ne papa na adejo no onku ne nso oya here dey osro na papa wanye bibia amfa ho dey papa no ho da ho ntimi ye bibi mfo mbo major.
This is what caused us to be ignored. This is what caused Cain, a part of dark skin people, to be cursed, to become servants of servants. This is what made us lose our core purpose, which is to give inspiration and drive and passion.
Ladies
and gentlemen, if you look into the lives of dark skin people, you realize that we like always to go back into the tents of our fathers. Whereas Shem and Ham were outside the tent of Noah, Ham got himself into the tent of Noah.
Abra, nini anume benu, wo papa ne dan nini fichle no. Ham is opiade okashane papa ne din.
Yeah, we go into our forebears, our ancestors, and we go and see things that are unsavory. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. We are always going back to dig the history, our past history, which is bad. And we keep blaming our forebears that because of this thing they did, because of my father doing this and all that, that is how I'm suffering. Even in the church of the Lord, this thing takes place. We are people who will go back and tell you that your grandfather was this, your great-grandfather was that, this is the history, this is what I saw about your past, and because of that, these things are happening to you. When you go back like that, to look at the cause of certain things, you know, in your family line, in your marriage, in your Christian life, and all that, you will see some things which are not good. And the tendency is for you to start to hate your grandfather who did certain things, and your uncle, you know, who did certain things, and your great-great-great-grandfather, and the people who started certain things, who did certain things which were not good. The tendency is for you to hate them.
So
there are a lot of confusion even among Christians, just because somebody has told him that your situation is like this because your grandfather did that thing, which is bad. When Jesus Christ was going to heaven, he breathed upon his apostles. And then he told them that every sin that they forgive, it is forgiven. And every sin that they retain, it is retained. Ladies and gentlemen, if we retain the sins of our forebears, we go back, we see it, and we do not forgive them, and rather we retain those sins, we give the chance for the devil to have an advantage over us. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter number 2 and then verse 10, now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ. Lest Satan should take advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. As long as we go back into the tents of our forebears, we go back into history to look at the wrongdoings of our forebears, and we get that tendency to harbor something against them, the devil will have an advantage over you.
Pastor,
are you trying to say that we shouldn't go back to know our forebears? We shouldn't go back to know our history and where we came from and all that? That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you go back and you see the wrong thing, you have to do something about it, and not to retain the sin and not to blame them.
And see, suffices, say, and see, only there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is how come we got ignored. This is how come we lost our important purpose to give inspiration and drive to the human family.
Since the papa
in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible tells us not to give heed to endless genealogies that minister questions.
You
see, genealogy is talking about who brought forth to what, and who also brought forth to who. Like you are learning your genealogy, where you came from. Says that don't give heed to endless genealogies which cause disputes. That is what I'm talking to us about. That it has a tendency of causing confusion and trouble and disputes and questions.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, I want us to know that the way that we lost our drive, our leadership, our rulership, our inspiration, the way we lost it, we are going to get it back.
Amen.
If we are not going to keep repeating and going back just to let you become bitter.
Amen.
If even you go back and you see wrong things, I want you to understand the power of what Jesus did for us. Do you know what Jesus did for us? If you understand what Jesus did for us, you will never blame your forebears for anything. Because Jesus was actually an overpayment for our sins. I will say it again. Jesus was an overpayment for our sins. In other words, if you owed like 10 cedis, you couldn't pay the 10 cedis. Jesus Christ comes around. He didn't pay the 10 cedis for you. He paid like 15 cedis or 20 cedis.
Today, my Ezra called 10 cedis. Not Christ, but Christ, you 10 cedis, no, but you more, 15, no, 20,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever wrongdoing that you discover in your ancestry,
I want
you to know that bitterness will go away from you if you know that Jesus overpaid for it.
Jesus Christ,
that is why in restoration,
in the
kingdom system, he does not give you what you lost. He gives you what is lost and he gives you over it.
Amen.
He gives you the former rain and adds the latter rain to it. He gives you double for your trouble.
That
is why I'm prophesying to all dark skinned people everywhere. Because of Jesus' death on the cross. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to get our inspiration back, but we are going to get more over the inspiration. We are going to get our drive, and we are going to get more drive than we ever had, than Ham ever had. The reason is Jesus.
Listen, Senior Christ.
He took the sins of our forebears.
And
he did much more than that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that when you go back, you can believe God and not be bitter. I prophesy to you that your inspiration is coming back. Listen, God is going to inspire inventions, is going to inspire understanding, is going to inspire breakthroughs, is going to inspire new ways of looking things. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Christ rebeya nzama fofor e show boy in pranche nzama akasa akasa ayi winyi nara nyame ozerebrehian wo mbohu mbohu.
The passion that we lost
nzama ayi we no ahoze na ayi we no
in Jesus.
What Jesus no mu,
it is coming back to you.
Araba and be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Aye hu.
Do you know that Jesus came not just to take away our sins, but to minister to dark-skinned people?
Now, I'm bad there. Oriba ji, yano bono kote. Nemo oriba kanya me samachrehen.
Let me show you something as I end in the book of Luke.
Omi yanko Luke nsempan.
Chapter number 4.
Nitzer anan.
And then verse number
24. Niyim idunanan.
The context is that Jesus had come to speak about his mission in this life. Verse 24 now. Then he said, assuredly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. And there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. Jesus was, in other words, saying
Jesus will catch your hand there.
That just as Elijah was sent to this widow of Zarephath,
that my Elijah was
I have also been sent to the people in the same region of Sidon. We need to understand that Sidon is the firstborn of Canaan.
Na Sidon, onenye Canaan, the firstborn, na ba Uzukan.
That part of dark-skinned people who were cursed to become a servant of servants. Jesus said that I was sent.
Christ is a watchman.
To Sidon.
The Uncle Sidon.
To the people who were cursed.
Uncle Uhoma wa pa honu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To reverse the curse.
No, Uncle Sasan and Pa Mani Yina.
That is why in the book of Matthew, chapter 15.
Instant of Matthew and Sampan, it's a denouman.
The only place he went outside of Israel was to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he went to minister to the daughter or the future of a woman of Canaan whose daughter was grievously vexed with a demon. Jesus went there and ministered to the future of Canaan, and afterwards he went back to Israel. He was indicating to us that in him all of the things that prophets have said which went against us, they are restored in him. And that restoration is not like you had 10 in times past, I'm giving you 10. No, he gives us more than that because he is an overpayment. I prophesy to you that you yourself, you will experience it. Passion and inspiration. I said passion and inspiration. Our children are going to be different. They are going to have inspiration from above. And we will wonder and say, where is it coming from? Our children are going to have leadership. They are going to have rulership for the servitude. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Because there is a restoration coming to us. By the zeal of God, He is bringing these things about. He is bringing these things about. Not after the manner that you knew it some years back in your life, in the life of your children. But new things are springing up. Because we believe God for it. And before Jesus Christ comes, things that prophets have spoken, which made us lose certain things, He is restoring those things back to us. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From today onwards, lift up your head. Lift up your head. I said, from today onwards, lift up your head. And begin to expect great things. Big things. Things that are not in your immediate history. Expect them. Because Jesus is coming. And God is restoring these things. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.